I'm Andrew Croft, and you're listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly with co-hosts Jared Vandermeulen and Andrew Croft. On today's episode, you'll learn all about the 2020 World Watch List and how you can pray for persecuted Christians. For more information about Open Doors Canada or the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Hi, and welcome to the World Watch Weekly Podcast brought to you by Open Doors Canada. I'm Jared Vandermeulen.
And I'm Andrew Croft.
We're so excited to welcome you to our first ever episode. For the last 65 years, Open Doors has been working to serve the persecuted church around the world. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, we're looking for a new way to bring you stories and updates of our brothers and sisters around the world. And so in the podcast over the next number of weeks, we have a number of things that we're hoping to do. First of all, we really want people to stay informed and up to date with the state of the persecuted church around the globe.
Yeah, and we want to tell the stories of the persecuted church because we know that they will be inspiring to Christians here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And through that inspiration, we really want Christians in Canada to commit to praying for our brothers and sisters wherever they may be.
Absolutely. And so we will focus on some of the most difficult countries to live in as a Christian during this podcast. Now, the reason that we can focus on the most difficult places, the reason we know what the most difficult places are to live as a Christian is because every year Open Doors produces what is called the World Watch List.
Yeah, the World Watch List is an annual ranking of the countries in the world in which it is most difficult to live with the Christian faith. The World Watch List began in 1993 and has been produced every year since.
Yeah, it's a product of both desk and field research, year-round desk and field research. And then once all that research is compiled, it's sent to an outside agency where it's audited for reliability. And then once all that's put together, it's released across the world. And so it's the only list of its kind. It's used by many organizations and individuals across the globe to raise awareness and prayer for the persecuted church.
Yeah, and Open Doors has had the opportunity to present the World Watch List to governments and parliamentarians all over the world to inform them of what's happening to the persecuted Christians. In fact, just earlier this year, we presented it in Ottawa, and Andrew, you had the chance to be there for that.
Yeah, it was incredible. We were able to get our meeting in just the week before everything began shutting down because of COVID-19. And we had an incredible turnout. We had MPs from three different political parties, and the comments and the questions, they were really engaged with it. And so we are incredibly grateful for that opportunity. Many people ask us how the rankings are determined for the World Watch List. Well, there's a 60-page methodology document that explains that, but I'll give you a Coles Notes version today. Every country is given a ranking out of 100, a score out of 100. That number is determined by six factors, which are all given a score out of 16 and two-thirds for a total of 100. Now, five of those factors are different spheres of pressure. Pressure in the private life, the family life, the community life, the national life, and the church life. And then the sixth factor is violence. And so when those are all compiled, they come up with a score out of 100. Now, if you want to find out more about the methodology, we have much more detail on our website. So I would encourage you to check out our website, www.opendoorsca.org, and you can get the direct link in the description of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And from that research is born a list of 50 countries in which it is most dangerous for Christians to live. And in the World Watch Weekly podcast, we're so excited to bring you those prayer requests and those statistics and those stories of the Christians around the world and their faith and their courage. Now, we're going to go through right now the top 10 countries on the 2020 World Watch List, and you can expect episodes about each of these countries in the coming weeks. So number 10 is the country of India. Now, Christians in India have faced horrific levels of violence for their faith, and yet one of the ways that Christ is showing himself to believers there is through incredible healings, seeing many people come to a relationship with him.
This number 9 country is Iran, where secret house churches are monitored and frequently raided, and dozens of Christians are imprisoned in appalling conditions. Yet, the church in Iran is one of the fastest growing churches in the world.
Mm-hmm. And number 8 is Yemen. Now, in Yemen, it's forbidden to leave the state religion of Islam, and converts to Christianity could face the death penalty.
Number 7 is Sudan, where many churches have been demolished and church leaders have been arrested for speaking out against persecution.
And number 6 on the list is Eritrea, and hundreds of Christians are in prison in Eritrea, some of whom have been held captive for over a decade.
Number 5, Pakistan, where Christians face discrimination in work and education, and jobs that are considered unclean are officially reserved for Christians.
Number 4 is Libya, and churches for Libyans are forbidden. Libyan Christians must constantly keep their faith an absolute secret.
Number 3 is Somalia, where it's illegal to be a Christian and being discovered likely means death.
Number 2 is Afghanistan. Now, in Afghanistan, the danger level is so high that Christians who have died have to be buried in a Muslim ceremony, or else their family could be outed as Christians and persecuted for that.
And number 1, North Korea. North Korea has been number 1 on the World Watch List since 2002. Christians face imprisonment or death if they are discovered in North Korea.
You can download a full World Watch List guide from our website, and that includes information about all 50 countries, prayer requests and statistics and stories, so that you can commit to praying for our persecuted brothers and sisters. And for the moment, there's things that you can pray for every day for persecuted Christians all around the world. One of these is protection, both physical and spiritual protection for the people of God.
Another one is encouragement. Our brothers and sisters face a lot of discrimination and persecution, and many of them are isolated and alone, and so they need encouragement, and so we need to pray for their encouragement.
And a third thing that you can pray for is perseverance. Pray that they might see the hope that they have in Christ, and that they will look forward to the glory of the new kingdom of God over any kind of suffering on earth. So Andrew, I think it would be a great idea if we can just take a moment and pray for persecuted Christians around the world. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we are so thankful for the ways that you bless us every single day. And we thank you for the gift of salvation that you have given us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and for his crucifixion and resurrection and the example that he has set for us. And Father, we thank you that your church is growing mightily around the world. And we want to pray specifically for places where Christianity is looked down on or where it is illegal, where it is persecuted, Lord. We pray for your children, our brothers and sisters who have committed themselves to following you and being in relationship with you despite the violence and the pressure that they might face for that. God, we pray that you would protect your people. We pray that they would be kept from physical harm. We pray that they would be encouraged spiritually, that they might ignore the attacks of any enemy, spiritual or physical. And Lord, we pray that they would persevere. God, we just ask that you would give them such a profound sense of hope in you that the sufferings of this present time on earth would not compare with the glory that will be revealed in us in the days to come. So God, we ask these things in Jesus' name, trusting you to work miracles around the world. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to subscribe and share the podcast with a friend so that more Christians in Canada can be praying for our brothers and sisters. Tune in next time when we talk about North Korea and one of my favorite stories about planting a church in a prison camp. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. See you next time. Thanks for listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly podcast. The goal of this podcast is to encourage Canadians to pray for our persecuted family. To find out more, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org and click on Get Involved and Prayer.